The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. Is it wrong for a governor of a state to stop others from crossing from another state? Is it wrong for a governor to stop church meetings? To fine them or imprison them if they do meet? Was it wrong for a pastor in Florida to be arrested for having his church meet? The answer lies in first answering the question of, what is socialism and how does it operate? Socialism is an economic system which is based on the belief that government should own or control the tools of production. In other words, government should control business. Thus, to implement this plan, socialists must control government so they can use its power to force everyone to work their economic system. They enforce their control by taxation. A business owner must buy a license and register his business with the government. A traveler must have a permit, a license to travel. A school must have a certification from a central agency like an accreditation association. If the socialists control that accreditation association, it guarantees that their socialism will be taught to the next generation, because a teacher must have a certification from that accreditation association. A physician must have the permission of government to practice. He must have a government worker's approval to treat a patient in a certain locality, to prescribe a certain hospital or a certain medicine for his patient. All this government control means there must be a massive number of government workers to enforce all of these government regulations. This means there must be high taxes on workers and business owners in the economy to pay the salaries of all these government employees. So guess who gets to pay for a $2+ trillion stimulus package? The American worker and the small business owner. No one with a clear understanding of God's plan for education, government, and economy would go for this. But by using or creating a, quote, crisis, the socialists implement their plan to take over a nation because people will trade liberty for a hope of security. You need to consider if that's what we're seeing right now in this nation in the way that this viral crisis is being dealt with. The Bible reveals that the spiritual principle for socialism comes from Satan. In today's terms, it's called elitism, meaning the few rule the many. The Bible identifies elitism as the pride of life. It says, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And while socialism promises that what belongs to the rich will belong to the poor, the Bible warns us not to, quote, throw in with people who say that making everyone have the same income will remove all injustices from the earth. It says in Proverbs, when men say, quote, cast in your lot among us. Let us all have one purse. My son, walk not in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path. Is there any hope to avoid socialism? Yes, there most definitely is. It is found in a total surrender of every area of the life to Jesus Christ. For those who will acknowledge His Lordship by receiving Him as their deliverer from their sin and selfishness, God has a wonderful promise in Proverbs 1:33. Quote, but whosoever hearkens unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Are you willing to receive Him as your master? Pastors, teachers, are you teaching the dangers of socialism to your church? Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.